racing to the first tee, knowing what fun it will be. Soon the starter will call me to the first tee.
Welcome to the Grow Room. I'm Bob Bupka, here with Jay Randolph Jr., who's golf ambassador to the oldest public course west of the Mississippi, plus being a St. Louis golf broadcasting icon and a good friend. And by the way, you can follow Jay on Twitter at STLGolfGeek. Jay, holiday season certainly in full swing. No serious golf being played, just relaxation and enjoying the holiday season. Hope you're looking forward to it.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays to all of our listeners, and a little bit of a lull in golf, but you'll be heading out to Hawaii for what's coming up the start of January, and it should be a great start to 2017.
Yeah, I think 2017, Jay, has a lot of potential to be one of the all-time great years, obviously basing that on the hope and expectation right now that Tiger Woods will be part of the golf scene. Wouldn't that be exciting?
Certainly would, Bob. There's no doubt about it. We saw the excitement the week that he came back at the Hero World Challenge. And no matter what people feel about Tiger Woods as an individual or a golfer or whatever, you can't deny, and you read those statistics last week, the dramatic increase in the ratings. The man still moves the bar, and we need him part of the game.
One item on the menu this week, something new and different. It's called the Vertical Groove Driver. But before we get to that, Jay, I got a question for you. I was thinking about this the last couple of days. Who do you think is going to be the best player over the next 5 years and why? You know, obviously, some of the guys, Spieth, Dustin Johnson, Jason Day, Matsuyama, McIlroy, you know, the list goes on. Who do you think?
Yeah, you know, I was looking at it and I said, are we missing anybody? And sometimes you forget about Adam Scott. You know, and there's a group of young players that we'll see how they do these first couple of years. But I think that would be the guys that you look at. I think what we saw from Spieth down in Australia, you know, getting a year under his belt after the dramatic year, kind of leveling himself. Bob, you know how solid a young man he is. I think it'll probably be Spieth, but my goodness, when you look at the talent of Dustin Johnson and with him getting over the hump with the major and having the year that he did this year, Hideki Matsuyama, who's just missing major championships, and then there's Rory McIlroy, who we've seen dominate a couple of majors and it doesn't have the consistency that Spieth does, or maybe even this consistency that Dustin Johnson or Jason Day does, but we know when Rory's right, he's the best in the world. So it's going to be fascinating, but I would probably say Spieth. What about you? And I know you're high on Matsuyama.
Well, I am high on Hideki Matsuyama, but he's the unknown quantity. I think he's going to materialize. But if I had to put a few shekels down, Jay Bird, which you know I've been known to do, I'd have to go with Rory McIlroy. I look at the talent to play the game of golf that Rory McIlroy possesses, and I think it far exceeds the talent to play the game of golf that Jordan Spieth possesses. And yeah, a lot of that is I am still not satisfied that nothing shy of unbelievable putting, and I know putting's an integral part of the golf game, but putting was the mainstay for Jordan Spieth, making 20, 25 footers on a regular basis, and boy, when you do that, is this game easy. But when you don't do that, it's not so easy. So we'll see. I mean, certainly Jordan Spieth could do it. As you said, Dustin Johnson does have more athletic ability than any of the guys playing the game right now. Rory McIlroy's my choice. Dark horse would be Matsuyama. And boy, who knows what Dustin Johnson's going to do. So the next question is, who's going to make their biggest impact, you think, next year in the majors?
And it's a tough, tough question because those guys that we just mentioned, they're obviously on the radar in a big way. Is Matsuyama ready to step up to that next level? Does the victory in a major for Dustin Johnson carry over and maybe get him a year where he wins two major championships? You look at the venues, obviously you start off at Augusta, and then you go to an unknown in Erin Hills in Wisconsin hosting the U.S. Open, which they've never done. Then you go to an old school venue for the British Open in Royal Birkdale, Padraig Harrington winning in 2008, the last time it was contested there. And then a place that you and I love down in Charlotte, North Carolina, hosting a major championship, getting the USPGA Quail Hollow. You know, I think I just talked about Spieth. I think Spieth will get a major next year. You'd have to think that Dustin Johnson might get a major. Is it Matsuyama's turn? Jason Day? All those guys I think will have impacts, but I feel like because of the good vibe that Spieth got winning in Australia, he's the favorite out of that group to have a double major year.
And you know what I'm thinking, Jay, this past year we had four majors and we had four first-time winners in a major. I'm predicting for 2017 that all four majors are going to be won by somebody that's already won a major, so that automatically would eliminate Hideki Matsuyama from the mix. But, you know, if he's not quite ready, and, you know, he's certainly going to be a factor in 2018, 2019, and for the foreseeable future. But I think 2017, just because of the wonderful venues that you alluded to with the X factor of being Erin Hills, because nobody really knows anything about that, I think everybody that wins a major next year will have already won a major. The other question is, does Tiger fit into the mix in these majors?
Well, he's won the most of them. So if you think a major champion winner is going to, all four going to be major championship winners in 17, that certainly would put him in the category. But I think we get ahead of ourselves. I've seen some stuff written about it already. People talking about what impact will he have at the majors. We're not going to know. We don't know based on what we saw down in the Bahamas, but we do know he's capable of going low. And, you know, every time the man tees it up at Augusta National, I mean, from what we saw from the start of things in 97, you know, you got to think he could be in the mix. So I want to say yes, Bob, but I think it's premature because we don't know exactly what we're going to have in Tiger Woods.
Well, you know, Jay, I'm thinking it's like a double-edged sword. Before we get to the Masters in April, I would think that for Tiger to have a wonderful opportunity to win major number 15, that he really would have to be sharp. And to be sharp, he would have to play a lot of tournament golf. And when you play a lot of tournament golf, when you have a back issue, you don't know. You know, it's going to be the real balancing act for Tiger is how can I be sharp but not play too much with the back issue that I've had in the past?
No, it's like you said, it is a double-edged sword because, you know, he needs to get back in competitive form and compete, and that's not necessarily win, but he's got to get in the hunt and get that feeling back. But as you said, the more he plays, is there more likely to be an issue with the back? It's going to be one of those things that I think we talk about up until that first Thursday in April.
It's certainly something I'm looking forward to with all the great names that you alluded to in the game at the moment. To bring back Tiger Woods 2017 could really be something very special.
The Grill Room is proud to be entertaining the active men and women in the military, both at home and around the world, as part of the Armed Forces Radio Network. And The Grill Room wishes all our active and veteran members of the military a very happy holiday season. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy Kwanzaa. The very best to all of you serving our country. Okay, as we promised our listeners, an in-depth look at a new driver. Here's Bob's conversation with a former Super Bowl winner, and now he's in the golf business, Josh Miller.
Josh Miller is our next guest on The Grill Room. He is with the Vertical Groove Driver. And Josh, before we even begin with your thoughts, I just want to explain to you that over the years, I've had the opportunity to probably preview 1,000 different products that come along in the golf industry, each claiming to be bigger, better, making people allowed to play the game better. With your driver, the Vertical Groove Driver, I promptly called five teaching pros that I'm lifelong friends with, and I put the smell test for the vertical driver to them, just asking, is it possible that this could work? And every one of them said yes. So congratulations on that. I'm sure you're excited with the initial results of what's happening with the vertical groove driver.
Yeah, and again, I appreciate you carving some time for me, but the vertical groove driver is, it really is neat, because it, as you know, and as you just said yourself, you've seen everything come and go, nothing in a while where you could actually see with your own eyes, yes, that seems like it would make a difference. You know, you got to take their word for it. Well, we moved weight around, or hey, this club's great, it glows in the dark. Okay, I guess I'll buy it. But for this one, visually, the vertical grooves, with grooves that are going vertical, it takes 40% of the spin off the ball. That's been tested on the Iron Byron, and we outperformed in distance and accuracy the top five clubs on the market right now. So we're very, very excited indeed.
Of course, with the vertical grooves, my teaching references that I spoke to said it probably would have a tendency to keep the ball a little bit lower, but the benefit of that would be that you would get additional roll once it lands. Are my experts accurate?
Well, your experts are accurate that it's going to be more accurate, that's for sure. And you get more roll, that's also absolutely true. But we've been finding that, again, from all levels, the amateur all the way down to the tour player, that they, because they know that it's going to go straighter and you don't have to hit it perfect, they're actually swinging harder and more confident. So the ball is actually going further, and the distance and the height somehow is matching what it was once, but actually going further. So it's really an amazing thing, which, again, as you know, I guess this shows you how much golf is between the ears, because when you're confident and you know you can swing at it, you can kill it.
And, of course, all these claims that are being made by the Vertical Groove Golf Company were tested at Golf Labs, and I know they're one of the leading independent club testing facilities in the country. Am I right in saying that, Josh?
No, you're absolutely right. And they actually, you know, turned down a lot of projects themselves because they're pretty picky. If you went to vertgolf.com, you'll be able to see all the testing, all the results, and what exactly the claims are from this company and this club. And the good thing about this club is the fact that it's not just a one-hit wonder. We have three woods, five woods, and the hybrids coming soon with the same kind of technology. We just can't help you from 150 on in. I guess, no, that's a tough one. But off the tee box and the fairways, we have you covered.
Well, that's going to be wonderful news to people that certainly have that eternal search for anything that makes this wonderful game easier to play. The price point on the driver, I was worried that it may very well be excessive, but I see that it's going to be under $400. That's certainly well within the realm of best clubs out there.
Yeah, we felt very comfortable being under four.
Well, that was very interesting, Bob. Josh Miller has got hopes that the vertical groove driver will be a success. It's a tough marketplace. It's tough, especially when you're not one of those big companies. But you and I have seen guys that find the right piece of equipment, and they do great with it. I'm wishing them the best of luck.
I can't wait to test it. We're going to be testing it when we get down to the PGA Merchandise Show later on in January. You know, the concept is there. Josh assured me that it tested out at the Golf Labs, which, you know, they put it on TrackMan. They also said there that it carried the ball further than any other driver, and it gave it more roll. So, you know, golfers, Jay, especially, I'm sure, even at your great club Normandy there, you promised somebody 10, 15 extra yards, and they're going to be waiting in line to get a hold of one of them babies.
Yeah, if you've got something that goes 10 or 15 yards, you better call your accountant to get things set up, because that thing will sell. So good luck to them.
We'll wait and see. We wish the very best to all the good people at the Vertical Groove Driver operation. Okay, now let's take a quick look at some news and notes. Jordan Spieth's going to be defending his title at the SBS Tournament of Champions at Kapalua. Obviously, the first tournament on the 2017 calendar. He held a press conference just the other day, Jay, and I I'm still laughing at listening to what Jordan Spieth had to say. He said he was going to go to Maui early, get solid 10 days of golf and relaxation under his belt. The guy's 23 years old, good-looking guy, multimillionaire, and he has to tell us, I think I'll go to Maui a little early. If I had that kind of money, you'd have to prime me to get me off of Maui.
I was going to say, you'd probably be in the Villas watching him hit the golf ball out there. But, you know, this is a guy that has so much in front of him that I'm glad he's also kind of, you know, he hasn't lost touch with reality. And I think part of that's his parents and the job that they've done. And I know he's been working on some swing changes, and it's always good to be working on something. He's been trying to kind of do a full swing. To try and use a full swing each time from 125 to 175 yards. So I like the fact he's working on something, but it sure looked pretty good the way he struck the ball down in Australia.
No, he really did. The mechanics of his swing, we'll have to wait and see. I mean, I've learned a long time ago, you know, don't just look at the way somebody swings. Look at the number they put on the scorecard. I mean, all I have to say is Lee Trevino, Jim Furyk. I mean, for a couple of examples, even before that, maybe a lot of our listeners never heard the name Miller Barbara. But if you saw Miller Barbara on the range and you were at your club and you needed a fourth, you'd want him in your foursome, and you'd be offering to play him a little $50 Nassau, and you'd be going home without any money for supper. That's for sure. So it's not, you know, how it looks. It's how you get the job done.
A lot of ways to skin the cat. There's no doubt about it. As long as you're in that right spot in the hitting position, whether you're Trevino, Miller Barber, Fuzzy Zeller, Jim Furyk, who you mentioned, it's about getting it in the hole. And a guy who got it in the hole in a big way at the University of Texas, along with Jordan Spieth, was Cody Gribble. And now Gribble's going to get to play because of his win at the Sanderson Farms this year at Kapalua. That's got to be a special moment for Cody Gribble. And he's one of those guys on our radar, Bob, one of those young up-and-comers.
Yeah, Cody didn't even know what's in store for him. The people over there on Maui, they just really go out of their way to make each and every player feel special, as well as their families and friends. It is quite a week of golf. There's some other winners that are eligible to play: Jason Day, Daniel Berger, Justin Thomas, Jimmy Walker, Danny Willett. You know, we don't know which of these players are going to be there out of the winners. Some players, you know, find it a little difficult to go all the way to Maui. I mean, I feel sorry for them. You know, first prize check of around $1 million. Last place is somewhere around $80,000. Everything's all paid for. Some guys that I know are going to be there, that's going to be Rod Pampling, my old buddy. I know Pat Perez is going to be there. I know William McGurk, who has qualified for the very first time, he's going to be there. And I bet this next name that I'm going to say, James Hahn, I think he'll be there because when he won at Quail Hollow, the next event was the Players Championship. We were down in Ponte Vedra getting ready for the Players Championship. We go into Subway to order some dinner, and all of a sudden, Janice says to me, "Bob, look behind you. That's James Hahn." I said, "Wait a minute. James, you just won $1 million up at Quail Hollow. What are you doing here?" It wasn't even Subway. It was Firehouse Subs. And he said, "Man, I love these sandwiches." I said, "Boy, James, put $1 million in my pocket. I'm going to have them delivered to me."
And Bob, I know, speaking of Kapalua, you're going to be living in tall cotton for the week.
And Jay, I'm sure you know that the first event on the PGA Tour schedule in January is the Tournament of Champions, a winners-only event played at Kapalua's Plantation Course on Maui. And of course, the official hotel for the grill room is going to be the Kapalua Villas. There's just no place that is better to stay when visiting Maui. You can make your reservations by going to kapaluavillasmaui.com. And a couple of loose ends to tie up. John Elway, named honorary chairman for the 2018 Senior Open at the Broadmoor, and the RNA has officially joined forces with the LET. The Ladies European Tour should be a big boost for the Ladies Tour.
That's it for this week. You're listening to The Grill Room, heard on TuneIn, Audio Boom, the Armed Forces Radio Network, and of course, Talk Sport 2.
A big thank you to our partners, the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and the Golfin, innovative clubs for all ages, beginners to winners, that's their goal, and the Kapalua Villas Maui, simply the best place to stay on Maui. For Janice Self, Jay Randolph Jr., and myself, Bob Bupka, thank you for being part of our Grill Room family. Please follow us on Twitter at TGR Golf. Like us on Facebook at the Grill Room Golf Show. A very Merry Christmas to all.